Today is primary day in New York, and a new smartphone app is being tested for people at the polls to report irregularities. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York.
We're beta testing PollWatch USA, which is designed to be a way for any voter to report the conditions at their polling place. By using their smartphone and going to a mobile website, answering a couple of questions and telling us if there are problems or if everything seems to be okay.
Where did you get the idea for this?
Well, just really thinking about the challenges we have doing poll watching in a city as large as New York, where it's impossible to field enough volunteers to cover every single polling place. So really wanted to come up with a way to crowdsource, as the tech people say, poll watching and poll monitoring. And the technology which is most available to everybody is their cell phone. So we started thinking about how can we use smartphones to do this, and we brought the idea to the Personal Democracy Hackathon, which is a convocation of tech types who want to work on different ideas, and a team of technical people said this is a great idea, we'd like to work on it, and they sat down and over the space of a weekend sketched out what the project would be. We won the hackathon, and we spent the last 3 months actually actualizing this idea and now having it out in 3 districts that have primaries today to beta test it and see how it works in the field.
So which primaries are they in?
So we have people who are using, we've been focusing on Senate District 31, which is the Espaillat and Linares race, and Assembly District 50, which is the Williamsburg Greenpoint area, and Assembly District 57, which is the Fort Greene and Prospect Park area.
And
Prospect Heights, rather, area. And so people who want to report the conditions at their polls can use their cell phone browser and go to pollwatch.us, and the site will pop up and they can answer the questions.
And why did you choose those 3 districts?
We chose those districts because there are contests that we think are going to bring people out, and also because they're districts where we either had community partners or we thought the population was most amenable to testing out something technological. So the Williamsburg Greenpoint area with millennials, we thought something they can use their cell phones for would be something they would find attractive and that we'd be able to recruit members of the public to help us test.
And I understand that the numbers are very weak. Not very many people are voting. Is that true?
That's indeed the case in all primaries here in New York State, and the fact that this is the primary on Thursday doesn't help any. The reports that we're getting is that the turnout is as expected, which is to say dismal.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything that's come from the app yet?
Well, we have gotten some reports, and the thing that we found and that actually others have been reporting is that there seems to be several different polling places in Brooklyn where the polling place was switched or at the last moment, or the expected polling place is closed, and there's no indication of where the replacement polling place is located. So people are going to their polling place, what they've been told was their polling place. It's a school, there's no polling place there, and they don't know where to go.
And why would that be?
There are any number of reasons why the Board of Elections might switch a polling place location at the last moment. We haven't talked to them about why this particular location was switched, and I don't know whether the other problems were the same location or other locations in Brooklyn.
I understand, though, that the ballots, the print on the ballots are quite small and people are having difficulties.
Oh, it's actually ridiculous. Your viewers who have voted in Brooklyn and Manhattan are just as aware of this problem. People in the rest of the city are not faced with the same problem. But the size of the type for candidate names in Manhattan and in Brooklyn is 7-point type. As a basis of comparison, when you read the newspaper, it's 10-point type. 7-point type is close to the smallest line on an eye test chart. It's really, really small. And for anybody who has any kind of vision issues, it's next to impossible. So we've been telling people, bring your own magnifying glass. We've been getting angry calls and emails from our people. They're outraged that the ballot should be this hard to read.
So what was it? They needed to put more information on the ballot, or what?
Well, there's some anomalies in the law. There are a couple of places where there are a lot of candidates for the judicial convention, and it crowded up the ballot. And the requirements are that the size of the candidate names has to be uniform on all ballots across the borough. So if you have a crowded ballot in one place, then you have a minuscule type, then you have to have minuscule type everywhere. And there are other issues in laying out the ballot. We are proponents of changing the law so that there is more flexibility in laying out the ballot. We're also proponents of the Board of Elections working with readability experts to be sure that the ballot is clearly and carefully designed.
And do you think that your app will be helpful in any irregularities concerning the final count?
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Susan Lerner is Executive Director of Common Cause New York. She spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.